I'm Mackenzie Bates, Alabama Public Radio News. Pope Francis is hosting dozens of the world's mayors for a two-day conference on climate change and human slavery. APR's Alex Aubuchon reports Birmingham Mayor William Bell is a delegate.
Mayor William Bell of Birmingham spoke to 60 of his fellow mayors from around the world earlier today at the Vatican. The delegation is discussing resolutions to combat climate change as well as human trafficking and slavery, a personal issue for Bell. Bell told delegates he was born into a close cousin of slavery called segregation. He said it was designed to exploit individuals based on race alone and to exploit them for cheap labor. Bell says he's pleased to heed Pope Francis's call for an end to all forms of modern-day slavery. The delegation of mayors is also working on climate change resolutions ahead of an international summit on climate change in December in Paris. I'm Alex Aubuchon, APR News.
The chairman of Alabama's Senate Judiciary Committee says a drunken driving charge should not cost him his job. State Senator Cam Ward says drinking alcohol and driving was a huge mistake on his part. The Alabaster Republican does not believe he should quit either his Senate seat or his industrial job with the city. The reason is Ward says he wasn't working when he was stopped by police. A Senate leader said earlier that he does not plan to strip Ward of the committee chairmanship. Ward is awaiting an August 12th trial date. And heat advisories continue throughout central and southern Alabama today. The city of Alabaster is providing cooling stations as increasing temperatures continue throughout the state. Free bottles of water, misting fans, and shade are provided at the stations. Mayor Marty Handlin says she's received very positive feedback since installing the cooling stations last weekend.
The most important thing is making sure that our residents are able to enjoy the quality of life that they have in their community. And so I feel like it's important to have that safety net of rehydrating and cooling off in that shade.
Cooling stations are located at several parks, including Veterans, Municipal, Buck Creek, and Abbey Woolley. A 40% chance of an early thunderstorm in the Tennessee Valley tonight with lows in the lower 70s. Partly cloudy skies in Mobile and the Gulf Coast tonight with lows in the upper 70s. And a 50% chance of an early thunderstorm in central Alabama tonight with lows in the mid 70s. 79 in Florence right now, 88 in Tuscaloosa, 93 in Mobile, 97 in Selma and Montgomery, 93 in Jasper and Birmingham, and 91 in Huntsville. For Alabama Public Radio News, I'm Mackenzie Bates.